This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hello, welcome to Leylink. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9, keeping you busy until 9 o'clock tonight if you can tear yourself away from Offspring on the TV. We've received a message, Basha.
Really?
We have.
Okay.
Now, if you'd like to send us a text, you can do so by sending us a text on 0427JOY949 or emailing it onair@joy.org.au. You can also head to joy.org.au and check out the banner on the right-hand side of the page right now, which will take you to our Leylink Facebook page and send us a message through there because we like that too. Now, we did receive a message through there just before asking if we could only talk during the Offspring ad break so that someone could listen in to us.
No. But they can podcast us.
They can podcast us.
So next week it'll be up and running.
Yeah, if you can't tear yourself away from Offspring tonight, and please don't let us know any spoilers. We don't want to know because we're hoping to just find out by, you know, natural progression later in the week.
Okay, because I don't watch it. So.
You don't? You are missing out, woman. Don't you want to know what Nina's expecting? I want to know. Anyway.
It reminds me of the ads they had recently about gay equality and stuff. And there's the parents saying about, you know, what are they about to have? And the doctor looks at them and they say, oh, you're about to have a lesbian. And it's all about...
I like that.
It was good.
Cute.
It was a good ad, so yes.
Now, yes, okay. We do love it when you get in contact with us, as I said. Now, Basha, would you like to tell us what's coming up on our show tonight?
Well, we're going to be talking about a young boy that's being bullied and how he's decided to find a innovative way of tackling this issue and getting back at them. So it's quite interesting.
We've got a great clip to share.
Yes, we do. We're also going to be talking about dating disasters.
Everybody's had one of those.
Yeah, so if you've had a few dating disasters or nightmares, you know, just send us a text. Let us know what they are because we really would love to know.
We're very nosy like that.
And I also found about a recent EU study that finds that the lesbian and gays don't feel safe in Europe. And we're going to talk in detail about that one as well. And, of course, our events listing for this weekend. Now you found something interesting this week.
Found something.
What did you find this week?
Well, there's a new app which you can download from the App Store, and it's pretty cool. It's geared towards us sapphic ladies.
Really? What's it called?
And it's called Find Her.
Okay.
FINDHER. And now this is a pretty cool app, so I thought I'd give it a little bit of a test run. Leylink is just researching. They're in Melbourne, Australia, and they're a community radio show on Joy. So if you would like to, if you do have the app, you can always add us, add our profile and follow us, which I think is kind of funny.
You won't be dating us though, is that?
No. You won't be dating us.
Yeah, just want to put that out there because, you know.
we're just researching. That's okay. The purpose of it. But our Leylink banner is up there as well. And this is actually quite a cute little app.
So what does it do?
Well, the purpose of it, think of it as kind of like...
Gaydar.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like Gaydar.
So it lets you know the proximity of lesbians, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Well, and it actually very, very closely lets you know the proximity of lesbians because I'm just looking at the members near me section at the moment, and it's quite cute. It's got little photos of all the people that are near me and everything. The closest person to me is 0.55 kilometres away.
Okay.
That's
now,
pretty
I'm
close.
Just, that's pretty close. I'm just thinking of... safety issues?
Well, I mean, it's not going to target you down to exactly where you are. And the purpose here, the good thing about this, is that you check into your location. So much Facebook, you can check into your location.
Okay, so I'm not actually constantly online and people know exactly where I am at 24. Okay, that's okay. That's good.
That would be creepy.
Yes, that would be creepy.
No, it is very interesting. I'm just trying to find here because I thought it was pretty cool. The furthest person... from us right at this point in time is 26,124.09 kilometres away.
I'm guessing because the creator is probably in the UK at the moment. And
no,
that could
be them. No, that's a different person.
Oh.
Completely different person.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. There you go. Learning new stuff every day. So it's really cool. You can go along and you can like love heart people. You can message people. You know, there's a little page here for feedback and assistance. And also there's a website you can go to, which is www.findhernow.com.au. And you can share it on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, which I think is really good. I like a multi-platform app.
Yes.
That's something that I really like.
Now, do you have to pay for this app?
You do.
Okay, we won't disclose how much, but you do have to pay for it.
You do.
Are you charged, you know, when you send love hearts and that? Because I'm thinking like Pig Sofa make you...
No, you don't. You just, you literally, well, I haven't sent anyone any love hearts, but...
Well, you shouldn't.
I don't want to.
You'll get the Leylink ladies in trouble.
When you love heart someone, it means that they're like your, like a favourite. Like okay. When you've got a favourite in Internet Explorer or your browser or whatever you use, Internet Explorer is so dead. Anyway, you can love heart someone and that makes them, you know... easier to find when you're looking for members.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you can find friends as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've had a little look on here and I see some people that I know, which I think is quite funny.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Are they single or are they coupled?
Well, I didn't actually look. It didn't really appeal to me, but I thought it was interesting that I knew people.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
It is a small community.
Our community is a fish pond. But, yeah, it's interesting. You can go around. You can add quite a few photos. I think it's like 5 or 6 photos you can add to your profile,
that's
which
good.
Is pretty cool. Yeah. Anyway, so that's my story. Find her app.
Okay.
New.
Lovely. Thank
love
you for that.
Things. You're very welcome. All right. Anyway, coming up on this show, the bullied boy who had bigger plans, first date disasters, and the EU study that finds that lesbians and gays don't feel safe in Europe, and the Melbourne events listening to round out the show. Shall we go to a song?
Let's.
Great. You're with Asha and Tia, and this is our show, Leylink, and you're on Joy. Welcome back to Leylink. You're with Basha and Tiana enjoying 94.9. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. Basha, you've got something to share.
Yes, we got a message from Natsuki. She's wanting to know if she should be on this app and will she know a lot of the people on it? Because,
well,
yes, she's a rather popular lady, but in a sense that, you know, I'm not implying anything.
Oh
there.
God,
that came out so wrong. I'm so sorry, Natsuki. But, you know, a lot of people know her and love her and, you know, she knows everybody. She's like our ambassador.
That's very, very true. The Find Her app, which you can download from the App Store right now, it does have quite a growing, burgeoning fan base and more people are signing up every day. So the more we talk about it, the more people will be on there. The more people that will be on there, the more happy and connected we'll all feel.
And Natsuki's also telling us because she ran a Soul Sisters last week and it was great and very successful. And I'm thinking we need to talk to her about that. So we may get her into the studio in the future to chat to us about what her group does and what exactly Soul Sisters is and how it helps, you know,
people in our community.
Yes, I just couldn't figure out what it was. But yeah, sorry, I'll get there.
That's great. It would be great to get her in and have a chat about that and also to chat about the Lesbian Social Fun Club, which do amazing things throughout Melbourne. So we can have a chat to her about that. If she's still listening, maybe she'd like to have a chat to us about that. I don't know.
Yes.
How it works.
I know. Now, look, now we're going to share a clip. It goes for a few minutes. 11-year-old Kane Smith was choked, beaten, harassed and was called a long list of names simply because he has two mums and long hair. Instead of staying locked away and hiding, he stood up and did something about it. Now, this is a clip that he's made and it's part of the Bully Project. We're going to put a link on our Facebook site so you can join it and help him get some support. And it's just showing what he's done. I believe he's actually addressing the school board. This is an American clip. I believe he's addressing the school board to talk to them about what he needs to do. So I think we should play the clip.
It's harder whenever there's a bigger group. Pretty much a good day for me would be people leaving their hands off of me. One day I was shoved in the bars several times until my head ached, and the guy walked away laughing, saying that I sound like a little girl. I've been choked, thrown up against the wall, punched. Never had real friends that would stick around and help me a lot. Most of my friends are the people that get called names. But even them have started to call names to me.
I just got hit big time.
Gaming actually really helps me a lot to calm down and get out of the troubling parts of my life and to clear my mind of things that happened. It's like going to a different universe. I wish to fly without anything to hold me up. And I like Harry Potter, and I wish I could do magic. I'd zip everybody's lips, all the rude people's lips. I think they just really think that I'm different and think that they can pick on me just because I am. They want me to change who I am. I feel like that a lot, but I can't change who I am. I feel like me speaking out might encourage other kids to do the same and speak out and rise up and help each other out to get rid of bullying.
To the Southern Forum, a 3-minute time limit per speaker shall be in effect.
Thank you, Dr. Waddell and Horton. My name is Kane Smith and I am a BISD student. This past year has been difficult. I have endured daily harassment, repeated offenses against me both verbal and physical. Not a day goes by where I am not pushed, punched, or called back. You have the power to make the changes. You have the power to fix this. Every day in your school, civil rights are violated. Children, your children, are violated in many ways. Not all of them are fortunate enough to have the support of their families. Not many of them are even strong enough to speak up about what is happening to them. So here I am, Kane Smith, standing before you on behalf of those students. How will you fix this? What changes will you make to ensure we all feel safe in your schools?
Okay, and that was a clip from The Bullied Project, and that was Kane Smith talking about his experiences, and I just think it's just sweet.
It is very sweet. I mean, this kid, he's only 11 years old, and he's willing to stand up and talk about his history and his experience being bullied, and that's really, really brave for someone that young. The Bully Project is seeing a lot of coverage worldwide at the moment, with a lot of people getting involved, which is really great. We found this clip on upworthy.com.
Yes, and it's just great to have these kind of clips and this kind of support for kids because, you know, school's pretty hard. And if, you know, coming from a kid like him who's got, you know, two mums and he's getting picked on because of that and because he's different. Come on, we were all different at school, isn't that the whole point?
Everybody was different at school. That's the point of it, really.
And you just think about, you know, the whole It Gets Better campaign and it just reminds me of that. And just I just think it's you know, we just got to help these people out, you know. You just want to go and give him a hug, you know.
A little bit sentimental, aren't
you? Because he was a sweet kid and I just feel sorry that he's getting this treatment at school every day, you know. He says he doesn't go to school any day where he doesn't get picked on, hit, you know. That's not how you should be going to school.
No, nobody should have that experience at school. Look, if you want to have a look at the clip, you can Google Kane, C-A-I-N-E, Smith is his name. As I said, he's 11. He's really sweet. And his video is amazing. And you should definitely share it on Facebook if you get the chance.
Yes, support the Bully Project, please.
Yeah. All right, well, if you would like to send us a text, you can do so by texting 0427JOY949 or emailing at onair@joy.org.au. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link, and you're on Joy. Welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. I really like that song.
Yeah, and I was reminded that that's the theme song for The Biggest Loser.
Yeah, it is.
And now that they use these music hits for the theme songs, like, it makes you think of the show when you're listening to the radio. It's annoying.
Oh, I like it. Anyway, look, if you want to send us a text and tell us that song was terrible, you're more than welcome to. You can send a text on 0427JOY949 or email it onair@joy.org.au.
See, Johnny sent us an email and he's saying that he loves us and he loves our show. And then he loves your voice, Tian.
Oh, right, thank you.
Keep up the good work. And he's giving encouragement to young Kane, so, you know.
Aw, see, it's good. We're sharing, we're bonding.
It's very important.
I like it.
Got to help everyone. You just want to go hug all these kids and just tell them it's all right.
It's okay.
And one day you'll just be over it. You won't care.
I don't think I'm ever going to get over primary school and high school.
You know what I got over primary school and high school was when I noticed that all those mean, nasty girls that were there ruined their lives at the end of high school and did nothing. And that was for me, you know, I felt, yes, they must have peaked in high school. And then afterwards, their lives just went downhill. And I thought,
that's awful.
I know. But, you know, they treated a lot of people in my school horribly. So, you know, karma. No.
Oh, okay, look, we've been talking about the new Find Her app available right now. Go check it out. Also, lovely little Kane Smith, 11-year-old, and his story of bullying. We shared his clip. And now, Basha.
Dating disasters. Now, I found a few online that just made me laugh.
Go on.
So there's this website called Love Girls. Be careful when you type it in, because when you type it in, you do not get what you think. And it takes you a long time to find it. So I eventually gave up, but I found it through other means. But yes, it was a really bad thing to do. Thank God I wasn't.
So if you're under 18, don't look up this article. Dating Disasters by Tony. Anyway. Let's move on.
All right. So here we have the first little anecdote about these two girls were, you know, at one of their houses, and they were about to, you know, have sex for the first time, and they were getting ready and everything was good and everything was going okay. And they were about to start, and all of a sudden, you know, their parents walked in the house and screaming, "We bought pizza." You know, they ruined the moment, but they said that the pizza was really good.
Oh. Is that really first date, though? I mean, well, we don't really know them, do we? Okay, maybe but, that is,
you know,
a first
I think every time
them.
Now they hear the word pizza, they probably get hungry and horny.
That's bad. Okay, next one we've got here. And don't get us wrong, we will share some of our own eventually. Not so hot. Whilst fooling around on the bed, my girlfriend at the time thought it would be really hot to take a mouthful of wine she was drinking and drizzle it into my mouth. The reality was that she ended up almost choking me. Sexy.
That's great. The next one is quite funny. It's a predictive texting. So these two girls were messaging over online services, and finally they decided to meet, and they were going to meet at a local club. And she's, you know, standing in the queue, and the queue's going forever. And she's like, oh my God, what's going on? And the girl inside the club messaged her and goes, "Where are you?" And she says, "I'm outside the club, effing queue." Except predictive text changed one of the words. Now, it didn't change the words you'd think. It changed the word queue to Steve.
So she was outside the club effing Steve.
Yes.
That's awkward.
Yes. But she said, thankfully, that her date saw the funny side and they had a good laugh.
The funny side of Steve.
Yes.
Phone addict. The worst date I ever went on consisted of a girl who spent more time texting and chatting on her mobile phone than she spent chatting to me, to friends, her mum, and one of the phone calls actually sounded like she was arranging another date with someone else. The final straw came when she loaded up Facebook on her phone and started replying to an email. I couldn't believe anyone could be so rude. I made an excuse to leave after a few drinks. Some people can be wildly addicted to the phone.
Yes.
Maybe she should try internet dating. That could work for her.
Or maybe that's how they met.
That's how they met, actually.
The next one made me laugh. Deja vu. So these two girls meet in a bar, and then they go out to have lunch together. And as they're sitting there, you know, got their food, one of them looked at her and said, "Oh, it took me a while to forgive you for not calling me." And the first one sort of looked at her and realised that they'd actually hooked up a while back and she'd completely forgotten about her. Maybe get a good look at them before.
How do you even deal with that? Like, that's really awkward.
That is awkward. That's sort of funny.
So,
Dating disasters.
People can, I mean, first dates, sometimes they can be great. They can be amazing, positive. You feel like you're getting somewhere. You've met someone who could possibly be your other half. It's great. Sometimes just doesn't really work out that way.
No, you just want to get out of there as quickly as possible.
As quickly as possible. So if you've got any dating disasters to share, send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au, because you can go first.
All right. Well, one thing that happened to me was I'm normally a punctual person when I'm going to meet somebody.
Right.
If I'm going to someone's house, I may not be as punctual. I know these people are home. It's not a big deal about showing, you know, if you're going to a bar or a club or something like that, you don't really need to be punctual. It's sort of bad to be the first person in the door. When you're going on a date, I feel that punctuality is sort of a nice thing to do. Correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So I was going to have a date with someone, and as I was getting ready, I get a message.
A message?
And the message said, "Look, I'm running late." And I'm like, okay, cool, good. I was actually running late myself. I thought, cool, that's fine. So we postponed the date. I said, that's fine, that's cool, no problem. Then at the arranged time, I leave the house and I have to drive half an hour to get to her house. Just as I'm pulling in to her house, I get the next message telling me, oh, I'm sorry, I'm still having after-work drinks with my colleagues. I'm going to be another half an hour or so.
Rude.
And I'm thinking, thanks for that, because I just didn't spend half an hour driving in traffic to stand outside your house. And now I don't know what to do.
At least tell you where the spare key is so you can let yourself in and go through her underwear drawer or something.
You know, rearrange your house. I moved your bed on the balcony.
I hope that's okay with you.
You know, but yeah, and then I was left there standing there. And I swear I was tempted to actually turn around and go home because I thought that's just the height of disrespect. And I thought it was horrible. And I actually ended up ringing one of my friends who said, no, just give her a chance, be good, stay, and that. And I probably shouldn't have stayed. I probably should have just turned around and gone home, because then when she finally did rock up, I was just in a foul mood and she could tell it. And I couldn't sit there and smile and be nice and friendly, because I just was horrified by it. I just thought that was just horrible. And yeah.
I can just imagine. Yeah, what I know, you would
me.
Like.
I know, me in a horrible mood. Ooh. Go figure.
Not a good day. Well, I had similar. I arranged a date years ago now on Gaydar Girls to meet with a lady and set time. We had a week's notice or so to meet at this particular bar at this particular time. And I was there nice and early, as I always am. Most of the time. And, I was trying to get you to laugh. Know. And, yeah, I mean, I was actually there early. And so I sat there and I got myself a drink and I sat down and I sort of had a bit of a play on my phone and, you know, a bit of time's going past. I wouldn't say that I'm usually a patient person, but I felt like it was necessary for me to be patient in this instance. I don't know why. And I waited an hour and a half.
An hour and a half.
I waited an hour and a half. And this chick, she wasn't even really that attractive, so I don't know why I was waiting. Anyway,
just on the superficial whole thing, but, you know. No, she could have had a lovely personality.
No, she didn't. She's...
Okay, yes, we can't say that on radio.
She was nuts. She was absolutely nuts. Anyway, yeah, so it waited an hour and a half. No text, no phone call, no nothing. All of a sudden shows up. Oops, sorry, I had to work late. Why no text? Why no phone call? Oh, just didn't get time. Oh, okay. That's all right. I don't have time to sit here and wait anymore. Sorry.
So you left?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm thinking, because if you'd stayed for that date, would have been an oddie.
No, I just wanted to get a look.
I'm surprised you waited that long.
I know, so am I. You know what? It's because I had a cider, and the cider bottles were really big, so I actually had to get through it, and it was cold. It was winter, so I was drinking it really slowly because it was so cold.
And don't you hate when they put the ice in there? It's
like, I know. It's like, no, it's not necessary. Warm it up. Anyway, so, yeah, that's one of my... first date disasters for you.
It's sort of awkward.
Look, if you want to share your first date disaster, feel free to do so. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link, and you're on Joy. Welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au.
Yes, like Johnny has, who's telling us that he's loving the music and you're playing his favourite song at the moment.
Yay!
And Scotty, sorry, we just played a Calvin Harris song. We can't play another one.
We did.
You need to give us a heads up because we have to actually... get it ready.
Yeah, we like to pre-plan our music. So if you want to do that, feel free. Go to joy.org.au right now and you'll see our banner on the right-hand side of the screen. You can click on that and link up with us on social media or just flick us a quick email at laylink@live.com.au. Now, Basha, it's an interesting little article you've got here.
Yes, so I found the article in the weekend paper. It was all about the fact that there's an EU study that they surveyed 90,000 people of the LGBT community.
That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people. They did it online. That's why they got such a large proportion. And it was the whole EU. So, you know, considering that's a, you know, that's a large area with a lot large population, it's probably not that big, but that's okay. You know, it still gives them a good base of information to use. So 90,000 is actually not a bad figure to make some assumptions and to make some rulings. But what they're finding is that the people are saying basically that they don't feel safe.
Where?
In Europe.
Right.
So that people of our community over there don't feel safe. So people are a bit self-conscious, and that in the workplace they're being very self-censored. So they're scared to admit it, even though there are rules and regulations about that to protect them. But they're smaller rules, they're not blanket rules, so they're not protecting them in all areas. So, you know, people are still finding that there's issues. And in some of the newer countries that are joining the EU, not that any country wants to join the EU at the moment, but they're, you know, they're sort of the more countries that came from sort of like more communist type regimes and things. So they have, you know, you're giggling at me, but don't. It's not funny.
I just love how organised you are. Look at this. I mean, we've got, what, 4 pages of research and we're only supposed to talk for like 6 minutes or something. It's hilarious.
Why? I like to be thorough.
You're amazing. Okay. What else can you tell us about discrimination in the European Union?
Well, it's funny because they've got a few here. So they've got a few personal anecdotes which people have been saying to them during their survey. So people were saying that I experienced so much discrimination, harassment and violence. It has become my life. This is from a 20-year-old bisexual transgender person in Lithuania. So, you know, that's sort of interesting. And then you've got someone from the Czech Republic, a lesbian woman, who said that she deals with harassment on the street, but that when she goes to the doctor, she finds it alarming that they have no awareness of the LGBT community and their needs. And she's also talking about, you know, even going to a gynecologist. So you think that they'd have some understanding, but, you know, okay, it is the Czech Republic, so maybe they're just not there yet.
Yeah, but I mean, what does she mean about needs, though? I mean, how exactly...
Well, they might just dismiss what she's, you know, like your doctor, you know, like we were talking about the doc list a few shows ago, about the fact that, you know, some doctors may just dismiss the fact that, oh, lesbians don't actually have sex, or that, you know, we don't get STDs and things like that. So
we don't have sex?
I know. Wow.
What?
I know.
But, you know, what have I been doing all this time? What's that even called?
It's interesting to read these, you know, and the fact that 1 in 5 assaults and discrimination cases do, you know, only 1 in 5 gets reported.
Wow.
And most people actually hide the fact that it's just due to the fact that of their sexuality, because they don't want to bring it up because they're scared about the police treatment they'll get as well. So it's an interesting thing. It's something that I didn't actually, when I saw the article, I thought, okay, I've got to go find this research, and I read it. And I was sort of a little shocked because I wasn't expecting that of Europe, because in most of the European countries that I've been in, it's actually quite open. But I'm thinking maybe it's just in the areas that I was in that they were very gay friendly.
Well, that is a possibility. We all flock to where we feel most comfortable, don't we?
Yeah, and that, you know, that they seem to be open and everything was okay, but maybe they're not, you know. It's a false sense.
So where can people find this study if they want to read about it?
It's part of the FRA research. So if you go to fra.europe.eu, you should be able to find it. It's about fear, isolation and discrimination against LGBT people in Europe.
I mean, it's interesting. Surely we've had someone out there who's travelled over to Europe, and we'd like to hear your opinions on how you felt that you were portrayed, or, you know, if you were discriminated against in public, then, you know, that'd be interesting. We'd like to hear about your experiences. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it onair@joy.org.au. Alternatively, you can email us out of Leylink hours on leylink@live.com.au. So, Barsha.
In regards to school, so 60% of the people surveyed said that they felt that they were being having some derogatory terms or negative behaviours expressed towards them. More than 80% of the people said they recalled, you know, being treated badly at school, which is, you know, quite sad. But unfortunately, you know, that's why we have things like the Bully Project and it gets better. Working life, most people do not admit their sexuality in the workplace. They actually keep it hidden. 90% of participants in the survey felt that in the workplace, you know, that they didn't want it coming out and things like that, that they would be treated badly. So, you know, that's something interesting as well. You're laughing at me. Don't laugh at me. These are serious issues.
No, I'm not laughing at you. I was actually laughing because I was thinking about this afternoon. I was at work and one of the gentlemen that I work with is extremely funny and likes to make fun of gender roles. That's one of his funny things he likes to do. And he was telling all the women in the office that, as a joke, he was telling all the women in the office that we should go home and cook dinner for our husbands. And I said to him, I'm going to have a little bit of trouble doing that. And yeah, it caused a bit of a... Everyone was laughing because they all went, oh, because, you know, they knew, of course, that I'm a lesbian. But the fact that I called him on it and he sort of stood there and went, oh... It was amusing. Anyway, so, yeah, it's very interesting.
Thank you, Scotty and Johnny, for sending me song requests.
Song requests.
We will incorporate them into next week's show.
We will incorporate them into next week's show. Thank you. You're with Barsha and Tian. This is our show, Leylink. You're on Joy. We'll be back shortly. And welcome back to Leylink. You're with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. Getting close to the wire. We've had a few song requests for next week, Basha.
Which I'm busily writing down so I know to play them.
What have you got on that list?
Bohemian Rhapsody, Sweet Nothing, and a song called Fill Me Up.
Oh, interesting. Okay, all right. Well, we will try to incorporate. If you've got any more, you can email us out of Leylink Hours at leylink@live.com.au or head to the joy.org.au website right now and see our banner on the right-hand side page. You can check out the Leylink Facebook page for event links, which are all on there, so you can say if you're attending or not attending. And also head over to the Star Observer website for a more comprehensive listing of what's on around Melbourne. That is us for this week, isn't it?
That is
us for this week.
So you've been listening to Leylink with Basha and Tian.
And we're on Joy 94.9. We'll be back Wednesday, 8 p.m. next week.
Hi, I'm Kylie Minogue, also known as Kylie from Camberwell.
Hey, it's Richard Reed.
Hey, this is Winter Gordon.
Hi, Matt Preston from MasterChef.
What's up, party people? It's the legendary DJ Spinderella.
Hey there, I'm Adam Lambert.
Hello, this is Kate Sobrano.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Alexandra Burke.
This is Katie Noonan.
Hi, this is Francois Sagatz.
Hello, this is Katie Lang.
G'day, I'm Barry Bissell.
Hello, this is Tina Arena.
Hi, this is Paris Wells.
Hi, I'm Cindy Lauper.
Hi, this is Tim Campbell.
Hi, this is Sear.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Morosi.
Hey, I'm Darren Hayes.
Hi, I'm Jade Leonard.
Hi, I'm Chaka Khan.
Hi, this is Kathy Freeman.
Hi, I'm Daniel Kowalski.
Hey, this is Jane Lynch, and you're listening to Australia's gay and lesbian radio station.
Hey, everybody, this is Chris Willis.
Put your hands up
for Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
All night and day long, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. That was my best radio voice.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.